right, everybody. It is your girl Alize, and this is Zaylee.
Do you? But she's thinking it.
Yeah. Mm. Honestly, when it comes to guys, I have to like love you in order for me to get to where you are. Yeah. I think you fall really quick.
No, I don't fall quick. I won't fall. Don't get me wrong. I won't fall for no low boy. You have to be. You know what? What?
Yes. Because she's so loving. As I said before, she's a lover. She rides. She's loyal. So she loves quick. Come on, you can't lie. You love quick.
Shut the fuck up.
You heard me.
All right, when we're ready.
Yes. He's not back yet.
Yeah, he'll bring the dog back at the same time once we start.
Okay.
He'll come in anyway.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. It is your girl, Alize, and this is Zaylink. Another episode. We're on episode 14. So that's exciting.
That's amazing. Number 14.
And we're at 15 or we're at 14?
Episode 14.
Oh, 14.
Yeah,
14,
so.
14, I guess.
We're getting to the introduction shortly of my beautiful, amazing guest. But for those of you who are any questions about the show, guests, previous guests, future guests, or want to make suggestions or recommendations, send an email to zaylinks@gmail.com.
Send her all the questions. She's going to answer
right now. Right now.
Right now.
Turning up on the show.
Get in
so
it.
I have the amazing ladies, the Deuces.
Wow. We introduce.
Oh, ew.
Yes. Ew.
The Deuces.
And we are going to hear from them shortly, but we're going to jump into their track first of all. Why don't you run that?
Before we get into the track, if y'all excuse me, if I can get into my bag.
Get in a bag.
Hey.
Who is it? Shout out, Drake.
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. It's kinda like giving your fame away. I fit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you and only you.
Finally, you just did that.
The only two. Man, how many times have I shown it?
That transition though.
Cool, huh?
Hey, I see you bobbing your head to that.
Thank you.
Passes the vibe check.
So as you can see, it's already lit and we barely even started the show. Not even 3 minutes in. So that's how it goes down on Zaylink. So
period.
Watch all the vids.
We're going to talk about where you can find Zaylink. It's on YouTube if you're looking for some of the episodes. Go on We Love Hip Hop Network and look under the playlist for Zaylink and look for all 14 episodes. You'll see segments broken up. You'll see all that good shit there. So check it out. If you also want to contact me directly with your intimacy privacy questions, send me a DM on Alize Vlogs. I'm here for you. Ooh. I really am. She privacy is respected. Okay.
So. Anonymous. Doesn't.
Exactly. Ask your questions and they will be answered on the show and nobody has to know.
For real?
Nobody. That's just how it goes.
Ooh, you guys you have the opportunity to send
say anything you want and she'll talk about it.
Ooh, that's really cool.
Anything that you're wondering in your mind, just ask her.
That is it. We've been covering some juicy topics, so keep sending those DMs and send an email if necessary.
Run it
and follow on Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network, Alize Vlogs, Zaylink, and Friday Ricky Dread. And these lovely ladies, their handles are going to be throughout the video, so watch. Because you don't want to miss out. Their video just dropped today.
Today. You heard that? Today.
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 Right? The Deuces. A new face on the hip-hop Deuces. Rap scene. And they're going to kill it.
We're going to make it.
She's yes. sweet.
So we're going to jump right into it. I have the Deuces. Beautiful twins.
Aww.
Amazing ladies. Right?
What an introduction. I love it. Thank
Normally
you.
Normally we watch Bold and the Beautiful on TV, but we're talking about Young and Beautiful right here.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's you're so beautiful yourself. How's she calling us beautiful when she's so beautiful? Like, this is amazing.
My ears.
It's just all love today. Like, it's just a whole bunch
And we really need that because everybody be out here faking. They don't really love shit.
And she's showing love. But she's showing that
real love already.
I think you guys deserve it. You guys are a young, you guys are young faces, and you guys are also a dynamic duo. So it's like, I feel like it's a great opportunity for people to get that fresh vibe, something different, something new that we don't always see. Exactly. So this brings us to why you're here today, to let everybody know what you're about and to get into that intimacy side.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Sorry, also your names individually too.
Okay, yeah. I'm Alyssa and I'm Isabella. I guess we're exposing the real names that not a lot of people know. So thanks, you're getting the real details here.
Yes, dynamic duo. There's gonna be bios coming out. There's gonna be a whole bunch. So I mean, it ain't nothing, right?
It ain't nothing.
You're gonna make a mark, so they gotta know who you is.
They gotta know the real us. Apparently,
you have no skips. You have to watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
So that's what it is. So we're gonna get into it. So the Deuces, two young beautiful females, raptresses. What else do you guys do?
Is that what you call it? Raptress.
Raptress. Yeah, we're that. Yeah, we're everything.
I think you just made that one up on yourself.
I like that.
Raptress, right? I mean, it's just a way of identifying yourself because there's like rappers.
I like that.
So
I
a
like
raptress.
Yo, I love
that. I know. A little bit of spice added to the name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're doing it all, you know? We started off YouTube, then we got into the music, and we're really loving this right now. So we're doing our thing.
Yeah, we write all our own material, you know, we do everything together. We got her perspective, my perspective, put it all together, and we're the Deuces.
I like that, because it's hard. There's a lot of groups that start together, and they don't have that real authentic chemistry. So the fact that you guys are sisters, twinning, doing your thing, I think that connection makes it a little bit more solid, because then you guys can, you know, feel that real energy and know what makes each other tick.
Yeah, I feel like all the time, it's always... Like with the friends, we've had a lot of experiences with our friends that they're always fake towards us. And we've always, at the end of the day, have each other. It's like, I can go to her and be like, I know you're the only real person in my life that I have, you know?
Yeah, we have the same blood running through our veins. We're basically the same person.
Literally.
So the blood runs deep.
The blood runs deep.
Yeah. The genes too.
Okay. So how long have you guys been like, I guess, doing music?
We're actually just beginners. We started in September of 2020. Okay. And we just made it here. So we're on our journey right now. And I just want to say we're so honored to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're so excited. This is our first interview ever. And we're very honored to be here.
Yeah.
No, we are happy you guys are blessing us. And I mean, we also have, you know, something else special for the viewers watching. We have a little friend that's joining us.
And his name
is Hurricane. So shout out to Big Boss Farms for dropping through.
This is Hurricane. Well, the name was decided today, I guess.
Hurricane is a beautiful pup. What kind of pup is it again? American Bully.
He's so cute. Just looking at him.
So Big Boss Farms, follow on Instagram. Definitely bringing something.
Who let the dogs out?
730 Kennels, yes. Look up 730 Kennels as well. If you like these type of puppies.
Shout out 730 Kennels.
Yes. Oh, look at that. He's holding me.
And he's so beautiful.
We're bonding.
Look at those eyes. He's looking at you guys.
He's got a great coat. And I mean, he just wanted to come and, you know, say hi to everybody as well. And do you want to say something? The listeners are like, yeah, he's on point.
That's a sound effect.
What does that translate to?
He loves Zaylink.
Period.
I heard that too.
What else?
Stream Deuces?
Deuces. The dog is saying it, so you guys have to listen.
Come on.
If you love cuteness,
This sounds like I love to do with it's gonna go off to that. You wanna hold the little baby?
Of course. How could I say no?
The puppy's getting some twin love here.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh my goodness.
Who let the dogs out? You know what to do with that big fat
butt. Wiggle.
Who let the dogs out?
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
He had that prepared. I know he did.
Do you remember the dance with the flags and everything going left to right?
I don't want to remember it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So puppy's going to be joining us for a hot minute, so we're trying to continue.
We're just trying to make him comfortable. He's new to the scene, so he's
So checking if Puppy's giving you guys love, then I think everybody else should. So give them a follow on Instagram, stream their music, and definitely keep it locked, because I think this group here is going to bring a lot to the table, and we got to keep watching. So we're going to learn more about them, not just about the music. On Zaylink, we talk about the sex. We talk about sexuality, sensuality, and that good shit. So we're going to get into
it. The stuff that we know you want to know.
Yes. And you're getting it first here, because this is also your first interview.
Yes, ever.
Zaylink, so just remember. We're on it. Oh, he's licking me.
He wants you.
Yeah, he keeps running to her.
Does he know what kind of show this is?
Legs up here. He loves this girl. He
wants so to I'm going to try to keep focused and have Puppy here on my lap. Nicely petting it. Mm-hmm. Petting him.
Oh, he's comfortable with you. What's wrong with me, huh? You didn't like me?
He wants to talk on the mic. So we just talked about the music. So let's get into talking about the real twin love. How you guys get along?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's do you want to answer question. This or do I want to? Because there's going to be two different answers.
Yeah. We'll say both. Okay. So me and my sister are best friends. When I tell you, this girl, I will die for. Like, I fight for this girl. I do anything. You try my sister, I'm trying you back. Do not mess with my sister. It's the one person. For anybody else, it's like, whatever. I'm not even going to ride for you because I know you won't ride for me. But this girl, she's my best friend. Even though sometimes, obviously, we'll get into arguments. And it's only with music. It's weird. Like, with the music, because we're so, like, specific. Oh, I want it this way. Oh, but I want it this way. Oh, you want to wear this? She wanted to wear this today. I didn't want to wear this today. Okay, with your side now.
She didn't want to wear this today.
Favorite. Shorty, pull that
your hair back.
No.
Oh, more up. No. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it. Sorry, I'm gonna make sure that it's like that. I'm so
soft.
Like,
sorry.
Clarity feels amazing. Softing. Sounds amazing.
But back to what I was saying. She didn't want to wear this today, but if she wants to wear something else, she should have planned it.
You know? Yeah, she always like, okay, then, what are you going to wear? I'm like, I don't know.
You can't go wrong with a bodysuit, right?
That's what we have in our bag. We brought a bodysuit.
A second.
Yeah, just in case.
But honestly, that was so sweet. I was not expecting. I was actually. But I'm the older one, so this is my little sister. This is my baby. Baby.
Yeah, she acts like a mom to me.
Yeah, I'm her mom. She'll literally be
like, don't do this, don't do this. And I was like, why you always have to question me like I'm good? But she's always the one like, don't do this. Make sure you're acting this way. Of course.
Because I've made those mistakes before. I'm like, no, I've done it. You don't have to do it. So
yeah.
Especially with the music, we want to make sure that everything's perfect. So we kind of get on each other's nerves because we both care so much. So, you know, we kind of clash. But I love you. Thank you for seeing that.
Oh, my baby. She uses so much.
That was you so didn't want to leave. Puppy's gone. No. I'm more freed up. Yeah, so basically, do you guys have like a telepathic type of ability? Like, I mean, usually twins are known for certain kinds of connections and stuff. So would you say that you guys have that type of ability with each other? You guys finish each other's sentences?
Yo, it would scare you the things we do together. Like
we figured it out that we have like this telepathy thing when we were like 10. We were just trying it in a room, and then I said it, and then she said it, and was like, "Okay, count of three. Let's see if we can do it." And we did it. And now it's so crazy when it comes to like writing our lyrics, like
because we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'll write. Think of a rhyme. And then she'll do a rhyme. And then, like, the whole song just comes together because we both can, like, work together. Like, I couldn't do without her.
Yeah, we always say that. Like, I could never do this by myself. I don't have the confidence to do this by myself.
Well, it's like you guys are kind of, like, duplicating each other. So it's almost like what every individual wants is to, like, have a second self to be able to do their craft or their skill, right? So it's good to know that you guys have that in sync connection to, like, better yourselves in not just the music but in other areas, I'm sure.
Yeah, all the time. She always has given me advice about a boy or some girl, my friend. Yeah, something.
If she doesn't know it, I know it. If I don't know it, she knows it. So
just work.
But yeah, we do have twin telepathy. Like, I definitely think we do.
We do.
We do.
Do you guys, like, get ready, instead of looking in a mirror, look at your phone and die at each other? I'm just curious.
Do you really think we look alike, though? Because I look at her, and I'm like, I don't look anything like her. And that's what she thinks, too. I'm like... I can't see it. Her nose.
There's differences, but I mean, like, the idea is, like, people can look at you and know that you're sisters.
Yeah.
For sure.
Comment below if you guys think we look like similar.
Because there's different types of twins, right? There's identical.
Fraternal.
I think it's fraternal, yeah. And then there is also Siamese, and there's also all kinds of twins.
What's Siamese?
There's all kinds of twins
when they're stuck together.
You guys are stuck together. Basically, we're that. Like, we don't move from each other's side
ever. Together,
but not physically stuck. For those that can't watch, watch the YouTube video to see these amazing twins, and then you can make the decision for yourself.
I love this.
Comment, gang strong. Make sure you comment below on how close you think they look. So in regards to dating.
No.
Before we jump to dating, let's talk about culture. Why don't you let everybody know where you guys are from and, like, kind of what your cultural upbringing and doing the music that you do.
Oh, yeah. We got it on our neck.
We're repping Malta. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's a small little island, population less than 1 million. We're from Malta and then from Italy, which is the island above it. So we're repping Italy and Malta.
Okay. She said it for me.
She's wearing the necklace. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are twinning from Maltese and Italian mix?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So with the type of music you guys chose to do, was that by choice? Or, like, did you feel that you couldn't do singing or you couldn't do, like, R&B or whatever? Why, like, rap? Yeah.
So this girl, I'm telling you, she can sing. She be hiding that shit. But I'm telling you, she's going to come out with her own track. Maybe I can, like, do rapping on it. But she can sing. She has vocals. She hides that shit, but she can sing. Like, I'm telling you. And for the, I feel like why we chose rap, just because I feel like we can come across the way we want to with rap. Like, we want to seem, like, we want to seem powerful and empower women. And I feel like we can do that with rap because it comes off so much. I don't know. Yeah. I believe that it comes off more strong than singing. I don't know.
You feel it's more authentic.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that the rap community is a little more, you get more hype about it. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, like, singing, it's a little less. Oh, sorry. Again?
Yeah, they want to hear you nice and clear.
Just put it on.
When we first started, we had actually, like, an R&B, like, singing track, I Don't Want to Fall in Love with You. And we really enjoyed doing that track, but then we realized that the more hype is, like, with the rap, so then we got on a rap beat, and then it was over, because we can both do the rapping thing, so we definitely, like, we do better on the rapping type beats. The slower beats, we can definitely,
I feel like it just, like, our energy, like, we hype each other up more when we're rapping. It's like, you know,
it just gives you that delivery that you want.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not to say you guys can't sing, because you love that too.
No, me, I can't sing. I can't sing for shit.
You can sing. The thing is, if you doubt yourself, then you're never gonna be able to do it. But if you set your mind, like,
no, if you can't sing, you can't sing.
No. She can sing. She has this little spice to her voice. And I keep telling her, I'm like, Bella, there's people that take singing lessons. And if you just pursue doing it, we can make it to the top, you know? Call me Ariana Grande.
Gotta start from somewhere, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So what do you guys do for, like, fun? Like, what are hobbies? I mean, I wouldn't, like, music is the craft, right? Yeah. That's where the deep passion is. So when it comes to, like, having fun or just kicking it, do you guys do things together or do you guys kind of, like, do your own thing?
Well, recently we dropped every one of our friends. We don't have no more friends. So we're stuck with each other even more than we were.
Yeah.
But for fun, we like to, well, we're in school. So that's basically what we've been doing this whole, like, corona. But I don't know, we smoke, we chill, we talk about life.
We really just, like, for us, I'm like, my favorite thing to do with you is just chill. Like, nothing.
Watch
too
movies.
Much.
Yeah. We're not doing anything right now. I just can't wait for summer. I'll get a summer.
Yeah. Do you guys, like, swim, skateboard? Like, what can your fans and the viewers look forward to, like, seeing you guys when you're not in your craft of, like, performing or doing music?
If I can answer this one. Because honestly, my mom, shout out my mom, she put me on this little spiritual path. You know, I've been getting really inclined with who I am as a person. I think that's definitely important when you're trying to influence other people.
Yeah, she comes in the house. She's saging the house.
Yeah.
She's like, turn around. She's going like this up and down.
Yes. Like, you have to be in touch with yourself in order to inspire other people. Because if you don't love yourself, how are you going to let anyone else love you? So I think
she's really like in, like, she will do like meditation. Yeah. We're like,
That's what I think that we should start doing. She's more, you know, she's apprehensive about it, but I definitely want us to start doing yoga, working out, meditating.
Yeah, we don't do much as a thing. Like, we need to get more doing shit. Like, let's go, like, do, like, swimming, like you said. We're not really doing much, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, it happens. It's COVID. So, I mean, there's not too much to do, but this can also give you a time to channel that inner energy and figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a way to get your fans to kind of, you know, not just see the surface, but also kind of get beneath to kind of figure out who you guys are. And that's what I'm going to do when I dive into my next question. Ooh. Dating. Let's talk about dating.
She gave you spicy.
Who's your home screen?
Yo, I changed that shit today. I swear to God. It's funny you said that because
story time.
I'm single right now.
Bella, he's going to watch this.
I don't care.
Drama.
Yo, so I'm single because I feel like nobody will ever match my loyalty. Every time I get with somebody, it's like, oh, they fuck up, or it's this and that, or I don't feel secure. Like, I'm a Cancer, like, that's my sign, so I always am doing, like, I'm so loyal. Like, I'll ride for you to the day I die. Like, I won't even look at another man if he's looked like, you know, I'm so like that. So that's the reason why I'm single.
That is all facts. My sister is the most loyal person I've ever met. Like, she's so loyal to me, and we're blood, and people that she's not even blood with, she's loyal.
And then when they're fake to me, I'm like, that's my thoughts. But for you?
For me, I am single. I'm so, like, I'm in love with being single. Like, it is.
No strings attached.
No,
right?
I actually love it. Like, you know, it's honestly the best feeling ever, because especially with this music stuff, I need to be focused. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to get her.
So if you're watching this, you think of hitting us up, don't hit us up.
No, you can hit us up. You know, it's all love all the time, but you really got to be focused on yourself. And I've been trying to tell her, because she's a Cancer. She loves, you know, getting in touch with people, all of that. But I definitely think if you are, like, doing something, and you have to love yourself first. So, you love yourself?
You love yourself. I love myself.
Quick question I want to throw in there. You know, because you guys are doing the music and everything now, and it's kind of new, and y'all are lit and looking very attractive. What are your DMs like right now? What are the man them saying in your DMs?
To be honest with you, I don't get any DMs. I don't.
We're dropping your handle in this video, so you will.
I can literally show you.
Comment gang will
I
be in that DM.
I don't get any DMs. I get like a 1-2 here and there, but to be honest,
those DMs are weird. They're like these fake record.
I swear to God, I said weird. I have a man that he DM'd me and said, "Can I get your fucking snap, please?"
Wow. Like, because he thinks you'll be more communicative in there.
You're asking, "Can I get your fucking snap?" Like, no, you can't. How are you gonna come correct? I've never seen a good, like, DM, like, something like, if you're so beautiful, I want to take you out, something like that.
Then you guys need to see mine, because I get everything.
Ooh, oh yes, show us. I want to know. Tell me.
It is what it is, but again, you're still new to the scene, right? Yeah. So what it is that the more exposure you guys get, the more people will be in your DMs, and you don't really want everybody in your DMs.
That's the truth.
I don't want them hitting you up, paying you, giving you money to, like, appreciate your music and your talent.
Like, saying, like, oh, you want to work together? Then I'll that's what I want.
Exactly.
In my DMs,
but you don't want to be working with any and anybody either. Yeah. You want to, like, keep that, you know.
But it's weird because we don't even get a lot of people asking us to collab or anything. Like,
people will message us and, like, well, we're always down.
We're always open. Like, whoever,
if you have a good track, we're down to hop on that. Like, let's make that banger.
Yeah, we're trying to, like,
we're waiting
take
for
anything
more people
we can
to,
get.
Like, do stuff.
Well, do you guys have management?
Nah, it's just us.
No. Well, honestly, our dad's kind of like our manager. We always tell him, like, we'll play him the song, and he'll be like, do you fuck with it? And he'll be like,
yeah, today we're like,
and if he gives you the nod, then we know, okay, it's good. But if he'll be like, then we know.
Recently, he didn't like both of our music videos because he, like, sees so much potential. He's like, nah, it could be better.
Yeah, he fuck with our recent song, Badass. Yeah. He liked that one. But for our music videos, he's like, if I see anything, you're kicked out the house. That's what he had talked with us. Like don't show nothing.
Yeah. We have to be very
To be respectful.
Because then he'll be like, You're out.
You're out.
Well, that's how it goes, right? I mean, you gotta, like, you know, pick and choose your lane until you get comfortable, because you are a beautiful young woman, and I would say you look like models, so it depends on how you portray yourself, right?
I love this girl.
You can show a little, but you don't have to show too much. We all models, right?
Yeah, I feel like we get it. Sex sells. We get that. But that's just not who, what we're trying to put out for ourselves. Yeah. But we're not going to discredit anybody that's doing that. You know, make your money, do what you want
to
do.
It. I wish I had the confidence to be putting myself, like, I'm like,
you got it flaunting.
Fuck, I have like Instagram photo. I'm like, fuck, I can't post it because I'm going to be stressing. So every girl that's posting, I'm like, good for you. I'm proud of you being able to be confident in yourself. Keep fucking doing that. Don't let anyone take that away from you.
Yeah. Fuck what everyone else has to say. Don't post your body. Don't. If you want to post your body, post your fucking body. Like.
And confidence. I'm proud of you for having confidence. Because that's hard to have as a female. Everyone's in competition.
And you're always looking at the next girl on Instagram. Oh, I don't look as good as her. Oh, like, especially like now it's like you have to be thick. Me and my sister are very like, well, she's more thick, but.
No, like, we're always, the same exact height.
It's always like, sorry, it's always like, oh, you have to be thick, you have to have ass, you have to have this, and we're just like, we're ourselves, and if you like it, you like it, take it or leave it, you know?
Yeah, so no, that's about body image, right? So like with your brand right now, how do you guys challenge the status quo of being twins, having to look sexy, having to be a certain type of way, and fill that, I guess, expectation that some people might have?
I think that that's our whole entire brand, is that we are trying to get these females into this kind of mindset where they don't have to fit any type of criteria. Like me and my sister, we'll see any female and you are beautiful no matter what. There's beauty in every single person everywhere. So you don't have to have a fat ass. You don't have to have big tits in order to be beautiful. You're beautiful for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like as the confidence thing, if you're confident, you are beautiful. And even if you're not really confident right now, you are still beautiful. So our whole entire kind of brand right now is just empowering these females kind of through our music as well. Like if you guys listen,
we're
to
like, yeah, like, yeah, you a badass bitch. Like we're trying to put them up instead of saying, oh, we're better than you. Oh, yeah, get on our level type shit. Like
no. That's what we think is oversaturated also in female industry music, is because obviously, the music does sell. You know, you're talking to over-sexual. It does sell. But the image that you're giving to these females is that in order for it to sell, you have to do the sexual
shit.
Yeah,
and if you notice, like, a lot of, like, heavily, like, famous people, like, they'll always talk about, oh, like, this, this, and that. Like, you're not on my level, like, in a cocky way. But it's, like, taking all those little girls watching you, all those girls that are very insecure, they're seeing that and they're taking that in. They're becoming even more insecure with themselves. Yeah. So if we ever make it, if we ever have a very, like, a lot of people watching us, just know, like, you're in my DM saying, oh, like, I have this problem, like, help me. We're there. Like, I'll DM you right back. Even, like, we're humble in that way. We're not selfish. Like, if we, whatever we have, we're putting other people on too. Yeah. If we see someone that's good at this, we're like, oh, come with us if we ever, you know?
And back to the DMs. Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
Yeah. Okay. DMs, back to the DMs. There was actually like a lot of girls reaching out to us. Like this one girl, she was like, I'm really skinny. And like you guys are kind of like setting a little like example for me because there's not a lot of that in like the industry and all that. And I was like, oh, like if I can make if we can make an impression.
One girl feel better about her body, then,
you know, let's keep doing it because obviously, you know, thick is a new in and I love seeing that. Like, I can't hate on it at
like
all.
We wish, but we're going to try to help the girls that are skinny and can't gain weight too.
Yeah, because we do want to gain weight. You know, we've been working out, but our metabolisms are low. So what do? We empower.
Little bodies matter, right?
Little bodies matter.
Metabolism high.
Yes. And even for the girls that like feel like they're overweight, you're beautiful no matter what. Like we need people to promote that. Like we're trying to. Everything's beautiful. Like you know?
Everything's beautiful. And if anything, everyone gets this wrong impression. You have to set these certain criteria in order to be seen as beautiful. No. That's not true.
So are people approaching you guys on some like super left side type of things, meaning that you guys are kind of conservative? You know you look good, but you're not trying to flaunt yourself a certain type of way. But are people coming at you guys pushing that like hypersexuality onto you guys?
Of course.
I think it's more with guys and like if they want you in their music video. This guy's like, this one guy, so weird. He's like, I want you, like there's going to be like two guys laying down. I want you two to get on their backs and you're going to be in bikinis and like a piggyback. I'm like, with they're laying down, we're on them. I'm like, what?
And he's saying this with a straight face.
What are you talking about? We're not doing that. We're not sure.
Only fans content, but come for the music video.
like, what are you talking about? Who do you think we are? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
These men.
Wow.
They're crazy.
Like, sex does sell. Like, our last boss, we worked at, like, a beach bar thing to sell bottles. Sex sells. So show some cleavage.
Yeah, he's like, put on makeup. Put on more makeup.
Yeah, so it's always been instilled in us. You know, sex sells. It does sell, but other stuff sells, too. You're going to see. You're going to sell my brain.
Intelligence sells.
Yeah, so back to your question. Yeah, definitely it's pushed on us to be a little more. Show yourself a little more. It's going to get more views. Rack it up. Keep doing it. But... Right. You know, we're not at that point right now where we're confident enough to be putting ourselves out there. Like, as I said, I'm not.
Maybe secure. One day you'll get to see now.
Well, that's what it is, right? I mean, usually into the rap scene, I mean, I can attest to it. You get broken in. Yeah. You might start off subtle and try to, you know, test the water, dip your toe in, try to figure out what you like, what you don't like, how much you're willing to show, how much you're willing to, like, kind of keep conservative. But there will be a breaking point where you're like, okay, I'm going to go this lane. Because right now, let's be honest, every girl, not every girl, a lot of women have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
So the idea is it doesn't have to be purely sexual on there at all.
Of course.
And it's a way of making money. So have you guys considered having an OnlyFans?
Honestly, I've never considered it because I know my dad will kill me.
He wouldn't have access though.
No, he would.
Wait, he would find out. He's a sick, like, oh my God. This man has eyes. Everything I do, he knows.
Yeah. And right now, he's watching this right now.
And even if, like, my dad was in the picture.
Yeah, he's watching.
He can see the pre-taping. Yeah. He can see
the cameras. Oh, he knows good, who's man. Behind. But it's all out of love.
But the OnlyFans, you know, I just want to put this out there right now. Any girl that's doing OnlyFans right now,
you're getting that money.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. Keep doing your shit. If you're able to do that, keep doing it.
And you know Ruby Rose?
Keep doing it. Keep fucking doing it. If people are
can make a lot.
Like, that's your body. And I don't understand how people be affected by it. It's not affecting you in any fucking way.
Hold on. It's subscription-based. So it's not like the OnlyFans is, like, all out there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's strictly. I have an OnlyFans, so I'm just saying, don't forget to support your girl.
Yo, you better run it out because I know you're
linking bio, just saying.
You know what? I might even have to buy it. I might even have to buy it.
Yo, can we marry? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, would you allow me?
You guys want to check me out, guys?
Because you're looking pretty good to me.
Tonight. Ooh, what's she going to do?
50% off.
We got the discount.
I had to drop it, man. I had it high, and I'm like, you know, let me just drop it a bit.
Because if you're looking at it like, oh, there's a way to make money. Why wouldn't I take my chance?
Yeah. Well, it's just because I've been out there before doing certain things, so I just had to, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Segue in. So, oh my goodness, bye, puppy baby. Is leaving us, guys.
So cute. Bye, puppy.
Bye, baby.
He's in this bag. All right.
We love you.
Get home safe.
All right, so puppy has left the building. Again, shout out to Big Boss Farms for dropping through. And the kennels. Check out the kennels page as well. So we are going to continue on with talking about BDSM. And I know you guys are kind of new to the scene of sexuality and all that good stuff. But have you, like, I don't know. Is it weird to talk about sex in front of your sister?
Hold on. Break down BDSM.
Yeah. I look at her like, what's BDSM?
Bondage.
Okay.
Yeah, like sex acts and stuff
bondage,
like that.
Submission.
BDSM.
Bondage, submission. Hold on. Bondage, domination, submission. S&M is kind of funny how they say it. Okay. So.
BDSM.
Yeah, bondage, domination, submission, and I forgot sounds what like the M was
called. The M is a weird M.
With my, it's not weird talking about, because I tell this girl everything. She knows everything, so I can say whatever I want in front of her, so.
I mean, I feel some ways about it just because I'm older, so I'm like, I don't want to set no example, you know, you be.
Like I said, the mom. You know, when you said
older by minutes?
I'm a virgin, like, you know, you're, come on. No, I'm not. Like, you know, I tell her, I don't tell her any of my sex
life. Yeah, she doesn't, but I'd be running to her and tell her everything. So
I'm not going
to
be an influencer.
Like, first experiences, like, how does it get awkward? Because I know that she is probably into some shit over there. And she's like, I don't really want to tell her.
Yeah, she'll never tell me, but she knows everything. I mean, I get pissed off. Like, tell me. I want to know. Like, I mean,
what kind of things do you want to know?
Because I want to know everything. Tell me the detail. Tell me how it started. Tell me how you got into it. Tell me everything. I love knowing that shit.
You like sex stories.
I love it.
She loves that shit.
I want to know it all with my friends.
I make sex stories, so at the same time.
Are you serious? That's
I write them and I say them and I, you know.
Give me a little something.
It doesn't work like that because I have scripts, right? They were on my YouTube, but I had to remove them. So that's what you can find on OnlyFans too, because it's adult content.
On her OnlyFans, guys,
they're adult sex stories.
Yo,
I'm subscribing.
I don't know one girl that's done that. I don't know one girl that's done that. That's good.
Yeah, and I'm excited to know. Speaking of stories, Sister Soulja, for those of you that are old school, she just dropped the latest book, The Coldest Winter Ever 2. And I mean, a lot of people have been waiting over 15 years to actually get to read this book.
Salute to Sister.
And I grew up reading these books. This is where my inspiration of being an explicit artist and explicit writer has come from, by reading books by Sister Soulja and Eric Jerome Dickey. So I just got to drop that in. So do check out Sister Soulja and
check it out.
Check out the second book, Coldest Winter Ever.
She talks. The second one. What did she talk about?
There's sex stories. There's like all kind of characters. It's based on like New York, so it's just. It's just
how do you come up with it? Like, did it just come to you?
Sex stories? No, because I like to talk about sex.
Oh, it's like your own stories.
I was referencing an author, like a published author out there. But for my stories, though, a lot of them come from sometimes experiences. And in order for me to understand that experience, I create characters. And then I kind of input myself as like a character. Oh, so my adult sex stories has a theme. Usually I call my character Alana. So that's my like alias for my sex stories.
Alana.
It's an exotic name, and I just love like the flow. It just gives me extra.
I like that name.
I know, me too. The ace is always nice. Always the ace.
Yes, ace.
So with BDSM now, do you guys think, like, which one of you is the more dominant twin? Or are you like both submissive?
She's bold. This girl, bold. I can't take her anywhere because...
She's on.
This is a character. This is an energy. You bring her anywhere, she fills the room. She's definitely the dominant one.
She is hyping me up today, I guess.
I'm more of the side, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely more the one that's out there. Like, if I want something, I'm gonna go for it. She's more, you know,
observant. I'm gonna sit down, make sure.
And then if she wants something, tell me. I'll go get it.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm older, but like, you know, roles are reversed, I guess.
Well, a lot of the fans want to know, I guess, intimacy wise though, because you guys might be dominant and submissive with each other, but let's talk about a dating partner. Mm-hmm. Would you feel like, what would you say your personality type is intimately?
I think I'm like, honestly, I'm so emotional. I'm so loving. Like, I'll be obsessed with you. Like, if you're obsessed with me, I'll be obsessed with you. I won't leave you alone. I'm clingy. Like, I'll blow up your phone. I don't care. Like, I'm on you. And then, I'll go crazy. If I see a girl look at you, I'm like,
she's a lover.
Yes, I'm a lover.
She's a lover.
I'm a lover.
Literally, you care.
And all this she's saying is all facts, because a lot of us get like that. Sometimes somebody gives us a certain energy. We want to reciprocate that. And sometimes we give back a little more.
I'm possessive. I'm toxic. Like, I swear to God, I see like him like a photo of a girl. I'm like, yo.
But I think this is real talk, because a lot of us have these thoughts.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to like admit it or say like, yo, I'm jealous or I'm bad and this and that. Like, we love the songs that actually glorify that shit.
Yeah.
That's so
Rihanna's music.
Stop looking at that girl. Stop looking at her, man. Like, I can see you. I see you. Like, what are you? Yeah, I just like that. Like, I don't care. I don't care if it makes me look insecure.
And she's being straight up. Yeah. Honestly, I rate everything you're saying, because a lot of people want to act bougie, like they don't feel no freaking ways about stuff. And
like, go do it. No.
I feel you. Honestly, I like that. So
for you?
For me, you know, why don't you say it? Because
for you? For you, I would say she's very in her head. Like, she won't say nothing to you, but she's thinking it.
Yeah, honestly, when it comes to guys, I have to, like, love you in order for me to get to where you are. Yeah. I think you fall really quick.
I don't fall quick. I won't fall. Quick. Don't get me wrong. I won't fall for no low boy. You have to be...
One day.
You know? What? What?
Because she's so loving. As I said before, she's a lover. She rides. She's loyal. So... She loves quick. Come on, you can't lie. You love quick.
Shut the fuck up.
She loves quick. For me, it probably take you how long to like fall for someone?
No,
approximately.
I've only told two people I love them. That's not a lot.
but in the first kind of time.
But you love hard, basically, and there's nothing wrong with that.
At all. Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's good.
Remember, no, I love hard, but I don't like to say I fall for anybody because that's not true.
Give a lot. Yeah. And I think that because
when I love you, I love you.
This sister over here is channeling her energy, so she's in a different space, like being able to control her feelings and vibrations.
Yes.
And you have to get to that place because you're like, yo, this is what it
yes.
is. So there's nothing wrong with that. You're just at two different
points. But
know
what makes me mad? Because guys will always be like, oh, like, I want this. I want a crazy girl. I want her to be obsessed with me. But then when I'm obsessed with you, it's a problem.
They don't know how to handle it.
They don't know how to handle it. Like, if you want a bad bitch, you want a crazy girl, you want someone that's going to be obsessed with you, I can be that. But you don't really want that, you know?
Sounds like a Rihanna song, you know? We found love in a hopeless place. Like, that type of headbutton energy. And it's real shit, though. Again, like, let's not, like, look at this as she's talking smack, because she's not. Like, a lot of people feel the energy that they do about somebody depending on the type of person. So you're allowed to be at different stages with different people.
That's facts. If you feel that way, show them that you feel that way. Like, but you only live once, you know?
And this is a question. As twins, have any of you been dating a guy that felt more attracted to the other sister and you could tell? And it frustrated you?
Yo.
I felt that once with...
Don't say name. Privacy respected.
Yeah, don't say...
Telepathy. Mm-hmm. They're communicating.
I don't know who she's talking about. Really?
Like, you know, you can just tell by the look. Like, I'm observing you as... Like, I can observe what you're looking at. And we do look similar, so I can't even be mad because, you know, if you find her attractive...
But the thing is, you can think that, but I know my sister. I know my sister. You're not going to get no sticky situation out of her. Mm-mm. But I've always felt like kind of like, you know, like I know my sister's a bad bitch. I know it's kind of like, oh, you know, like I introduced to my sister, like she's a bad bitch. I know you're going to think she's a bad bitch, period. Like everyone thinks that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to love me for me. You're going to love me more at the end of the day because you're with me. And if it's otherwise, it's not going to work out for you because my sister's loyal.
Yeah, that's also one thing about us is we... Like, if my sister introduces me to a guy or I introduce you, we won't even look. Like,
we won't even look at...
Shorty, pull your...
Again?
Again?
Oh, just pull it out. There you go.
And yours too.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry. I'm so fidgety.
Just for our listening audience, we don't want them to be like, what's that scratch?
Yeah. Where'd the audio go?
Yeah. And also, What was I going to say?
If you're dating a guy and you feel that he's feeling your sister instead of you, like, that happens a lot of the time when people start having, like, you know, double dates and all that stuff.
And I've heard some crazy stories.
Yeah. So how does that work for you guys when you're dating and you, like, bring them around each other and stuff like that?
Honestly, I've had a lot of those issues with my friends, but never with her. She knows. Yeah. You're not looking at my man. You're not talking to my man extra. You're not flirting with him. You're not doing no weird shit. My man has none of my like past relationships have done that to me because they know how strong our relationship is, I guess. But a lot of my friends have flirted with my man in front of my face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you dumb? Bitch, I know what you're doing. Yeah. Like, I'm watching you do it. And then I get mad at my man. He's like, oh, you're tripping. But I'm not tripping.
Yeah, everyone knows.
And
he has a responsibility to have discipline too, to make sure he cuts that off, because a lot of people play the victim and then they kind of allow and embrace certain things to happen, which will irritate
every
you further.
Man.
And they do that, and it's just like then they try to test your trust.
And what I've learned, if you guys, this is to all the girls out there, if you tell your man don't talk to this girl, they're gonna want to talk to the girl more. You say don't do this, don't do this. They're going to do it just because you said you don't do it. That's fact. I've had it every time. I'll be like, don't do this. And then it just gives them that like, I don't know, temptation.
It's like a kid. Yeah. You tell them, don't put your hand on the fire. They burn it.
Yeah.
So it's like some people don't want to feel like they're being controlled. Yeah. And then they think that they have control in the situation.
Yeah. That's my problem, because I'm always like, I'm always like, I'll tell them how it is. But then it's like, I can't tell you how it is because then you're going to go do
the
shit more.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So
my life is crazy. Telling you.
Constant compromise, man.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
When it comes to guys also, like, she wants to see me happy. I want to see her happy. Mm-hmm. So when she introduces me to a guy, I'm like, I want her to be happy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do anything because I want her to be happy in that relationship, which is rare because a lot of people try to self-sabotage all that. But I want her to be happy. That's it. And she wants to be happy. So.
And also, like, one time, like, I felt some type of way, to be honest. I was like, why is this man trying to, like, talk to her more than me? Mm-hmm. But you don't even, my man. Anyways.
A revelation.
So she knows if I tell her after, but she knows. And then I was like, I have to dead it. I'm sorry. But my head is too much.
Dead it.
I'm too in my head. And I won't do that to myself. Because I'll be in my head if I continue to fuck with you. I'll be like, oh my God, I'll think about it 24/7. So I dead that shit quick. Yeah,
that's also like an early sign, like a red flag.
And he knows who he is because you're watching it.
I don't even know.
And I deaded you.
My man gang. Okay, Toronto mans. So this leads me into my next topic then. Toronto mans. How do you guys feel about dating Toronto mans? Or do you prefer, like, to maybe go out of town? Or you're just done with it?
Out of town, honestly. Toronto, some of them are good, but a lot of them are caught up in this lifestyle. You
they're
know?
Caught up in being tough. And I know what I've noticed. Like, they'll act different around their friends. They'll tell me they love me. I love you, baby, whatever. But then when they're on their friends and your friends call me a bitch, your friend's doing the most, you're not going to have my back. You're not saying, don't talk to my girl like that. A lot of Toronto mans, I feel like they try so hard to have this persona. I'm tough. I'm this. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're losing me.
The altercation.
Which?
So this, you know.
There's so many.
During this whole music stuff, a lot of people have been, like, getting mad at us for doing our thing. They, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, because they're our friends. So someone started some shit, like a grown-ass man. Started shit between me and he hit me, like actually hit me. And there was like a bunch of like Toronto mans around and not one of them like try to get the grown man off, like
be like, he would literally like
he hit me
for literally no reason at all,
for like they were going at it
because I was playing my track.
And what do you think I did?
He said, nice it.
I pulled up to that bitch so quick. I pulled up to that shit so
quick.
She's
a Toronto man. She's the one who pulled up.
This man left because I pulled up. He knew. Like, he knew I was coming. So
you're coming to defend your sister.
Yo, but, like, I was ready.
He literally hit me.
He literally, there was a video. Like, I saw the video and I went crazy. I was like,
yeah. And there was literally like 10 different
men. That was the one night we weren't together.
Oh my god.
So obviously, like, they're gonna try her because.
Like, I was like, did your mom not raise you right? You don't hit a fucking girl. And if you see a girl getting hit.
Hold on, there's a videotape of this?
Yo, there's that videotape.
Who has this videotape? Oh shit.
Should I expose you for hitting me?
Yo, should we expose your bitch ass? I think we fucking should.
She's more mad at me.
We might expose it.
Yo,
but we're not trying to get in trouble,
now.
You know?
Not now. I'm the editing, of course.
Yeah,
oh, right here. But like, I got beat. I didn't have no scars, but like, I got hit. He was 300 fucking pounds. I'm 100 pounds. Like, come on.
Yeah, like he slammed.
And he was
to
upset because you were playing your track.
I'm playing my track. I'm fucking dancing. This man.
He was uppercut. And we just got uppercut. We had like braids in her hair, and he's like, "Oh, you're a gangster. Like, you're trying to be someone you're not."
So
like,
he's trying to test that toughness, and then what? 300 pounds? Like, come on.
And then you know what pisses me off, because I page everybody. There's like 10 mans there watching this happen, videotaping it. These mans had it on their fucking phone. You think it's cool to videotape a girl getting hit? Like, you think it's cool to hit a girl? No, you look like a bitch. You are a bitch. You're a pussy.
Your
mom
didn't raise you right. Like, you don't hit a girl.
Who raised you? Definitely not a woman.
Definitely not. I don't know, because it's about respect. I'm obviously not going to be able to be a 300 pound man.
And you're not trying to be confrontational either.
This is my track. And then unreleased. Like, you should be happy I'm playing you my unreleased track. No, 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 no. Let's
put
fight.
Some respect on that, man.
Thank you.
You've Toronto man's like. This is what we do. We talk about Toronto man's regularly to figure out, like, if they have any chance, like, if they're yay or nay. And that's what we try to do, is to highlight the experiences. And it doesn't seem like anybody
what most people say about them.
Toronto is a place that's very unique. And when it comes to Toronto mans, with a S, it's like they're a whole nother, like, category in themselves.
They really are. I mean, you're
talking about Toronto mans, and that covers from Saga to about Bowmanville.
What the heck is that?
It's a place east. So
like Scarborough?
You're categorized.
No, we're like further out of Scarborough. Like past Ajax, past Whitby, past Bowmanville. So we're talking about a good radius. And Toronto mans have a culture associated with them on how they behave, how they comment, how they...
Friday, would you consider yourself a Toronto man?
Oh, yeah. This girl's answering the question.
Sorry, on the interview today.
I'm from Montreal originally.
Oh, okay.
He gets the blind. He's only in Toronto, but he's not original Toronto.
I mean, sorry, my
volume wasn't on. One second.
Ow. They're going to say, yo, you're a Toronto girl.
What do you feel?
Yeah, so that's the comment gang. Friday says he's not a Toronto man. How you feel about that?
You don't claim it.
You don't claim Toronto?
No. Let's not do that. I claim Toronto all day.
You're a part of... Look, he's got OVO. He's got head to toe.
You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, you're in your merch, eh?
But yeah, Toronto man.
But
nice
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in Toronto as long as... Probably as young.
We've been alive.
So, you know, that way.
And that's the thing about Toronto. When you're immersed in it, you kind of are allowed to have an opinion, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why we talk about Toronto mans, to figure out what each and every person's, I guess, experience is. And it's always a funny experience.
Yeah.
It's always something strange.
It's always something like...
Violent.
You're testing me.
Negative.
And I swear, like, they all, like, real Toronto mans, they always want to, like, be disrespectful. They want to, like, gloat that they're disrespectful. They want to be like, oh, you're a bitch. And then they feel proud calling you a bitch. Yeah. It's like, why do you feel so proud? Like, you don't have to do all that. You're doing too much. You're trying too hard.
We're living in different times now. So that's where we're trying to really understand if there's any good Toronto men left. Do you have any hope?
Yo, if there is any... Like, please give us faith. And
I want the guy with, like, no Instagram.
I want the guy, boss man, like, entrepreneur. I don't want none of this, you know.
Well, he said he's been here in Toronto for a hot minute. So has it changed from where we are now, from, like, when you first, like, were living here? Like, the people, I guess?
The only thing that's, well, yeah, some things have changed.
Right.
We definitely embrace ourselves more. Right, back in the days, a lot of Toronto mans used to try to act like they're American.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember that, yeah.
Yo, what's up, shorty? You know
what I'm saying? That was a good shorty. Right? That was good.
Right? No.
What's popping?
But now, it's more like, yo, wagwan, shoddy.
Yo, well, I don't like that.
They're all breed now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mans are, like, hugging their accent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're doing the most.
Like, no, it's cool because people from the outside look and they're like, yo, that... What are they saying over there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't understand it, I guess.
Yeah, and so we got our own thing.
Yeah.
Which is
It's definitely has changed. I have seen the guys get a little bit more disrespectful. Don't get me wrong. I used to rap, and I didn't call y'all ladies in my rap. Not y'all, but
whatever.
I used to word bitches like maybe about 3,000 times in my rap.
I get it, to a certain extent. Yeah. I mean, like, you're trying to like,
be
have
someone.
This, yeah, you have this persona, right? But to the point where it's like, it actually is going to hurt a female. Like, she's actually going to take offense to it.
Yeah.
And it's going to cause, like, I know some girls will take into the, oh, that's just him. But me and her, like, you're not going to call me a dumb bitch, or you're not going to say, you know, like, shit that they say, you're not going to do that because I'm not
and
one
that shouldn't
of those
be normalized. Like, you shouldn't be able to disrespect a female, because I bet if I called you a name, you wouldn't like it. So I feel like the Toronto man, it's like a stigma. Like,
there's no filter.
There's thank you. That's the word that I wanted to say. There's no filter.
And as soon as you come back at them and say something, it's a big deal. You can't think I'm one of these men. Like,
you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Everybody's the next
who
big
are
thing.
Who are you then? Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I mean, I can't even talk about it because it gets me agitated. Like, it's like, that's not who you are. You know, you're all trying to fake it. And the people that are actually real, they know not to, like, they're not talking. They're sitting there.
The real say less.
Yeah. They're observing
The real
everything.
Say less.
So when I was talking all that much, you're not talking nothing. Come on. You're just
you're
talking.
You're doing the most to not. Talking. You're talking the most to not do
Sorry, anything. That's the title, The Real Say Less.
Yes.
That's not double trouble.
The real trouble. Say less.
In brackets.
Okay. Say less, fam.
So I have a
nice
question. I have a question, guys, from The Voice, our loyal listener.
Okay.
So he has a question for you guys.
We're ready.
he had performed a sex prank or sex joke to ex-boyfriends in the past.
Meaning, like, you know how you might leave the room and then go to the washroom and then your sister might go in and then them type of switcheroos kind of thing?
We honestly, we did like a YouTube prank where like she was calling my ex, but we never did anything like intimate. Yeah,
I called her ex, which I was talking to her ex, so she would think that, but you know me.
I low-key believed it, but then, because the guy was a slime, so it was like, you're kind of a
fuckboy. He was such a slime, so it would make sense, but it wouldn't make sense. I don't know why the fuck you believe me doing that shit, but
yeah.
That's the only
YouTube,
thing.
The video's on our channel. You guys can see what we're talking about, but.
But that's the only thing we've ever done, because honestly, I feel like some guy, if the guy believed it and was in on, like, getting with my sister, I'd be so mad, and I'd be like, you know, I'd just like, fuck you.
But that's a good question from The Voice, right? Like, I think it would work. I feel like we could catch like, a lot of guys lacking. Like,
if we didn't, like, make it known that you were doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Low-key, they know, and they're just like,
that's some, like, mischievous thing. Like, you're there with your guy, and then you're like, okay, give me 1 second, and then you go to the washroom, or you leave the room, and then your sister walks in, and then he's not gonna know.
I could see that.
Honestly, I'm too...
Tia Tamara is the first thing I think of that used to do that on TV and stuff, like where they used to switch roles and stuff. But they were identical. Yeah.
They were identical. So I feel like they could just do that. But for us, like...
I think they will show you and test the guy, like how well he really pays attention to you. Because if he can't tell that their small features different or there's something off...
Yeah. And I'm jealous. Like, I'm jealous. Like, even if he touched her thinking it was me, I'm going to be butthurt. Like,
no, I wouldn't do that to you.
I would just be butthurt, like... Even though you thought it was me, you touched my sister. Like,
I wouldn't, we wouldn't, that's the thing. We wouldn't do that to each other. Maybe if it was someone that we didn't really, you know, care about. Mm-hmm. But
one time, I don't know. One time, remember my ex? I don't want to say his name because you don't deserve
privacy respect. Yeah.
But, and you don't deserve to be mentioned, period. But you know, he kissed your cheek by accident because he thought I was.
Oh my gosh! I remember. I tried to like erase that memory because you got mad at me, and I was like,
"No, I didn't get mad at you.
You got mad.
I got mad at. Did I get mad?
You got mad at the situation because you ended up being collateral damage.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the worst part about it. That it's not that you did it voluntarily. It's just you got caught in the situation.
You didn't talk to me. You
I think because I was just in my feelings. I was like, "Oh my god! Did he kiss you on the lips?
No.
It was like cheek graze.
It was like we were in this like squished backseat. There was like six of us. And like she was on my lap and he was here, and I guess like our bodies were kind of like attacked.
Yeah, it was like squishing. Like, he thought it was me, but he's such a slimy. Probably
no,
didn't
I don't think I don't think because I don't like, think he did.
Yeah, like he probably fucking knew
like sorry, not sorry.
Fucking weird man.
He was. I don't think it was intentional though at all because like I wouldn't let that happen. I was just like sitting there. I would never do that. And
it happens, right? So I just wanted to know like if that was a realistic type of situation. So what makes you a badass since you have a song called Badass? Individually, ooh, I like you guys that. Both have to answer. So like what would make you a qualified badass?
Honestly, okay. I think being a boss, just like doing your own shit, not copying everyone. A lot of these girls they'd see other women do something. Oh, I'm going to do it. Or I just think being a boss is to have your money straight. Have confidence, being secure with yourself, not worried about everybody else.
I'm going to add to how you are a badass because I'm watching them from the sidelines. My sister's a badass because when this girl walks in a room, it's a presence. This is a badass. When you walk in a room, this is a badass. You make a presence. And I'm saying that because I've watched it firsthand. You know this.
But for yourself.
I know. But I had to say that because, you know, you missed that part. When you walk in
she's
a room,
so sweet.
Presence. I think what makes me a badass is that I really come to terms with myself. You know, growing up, you really doubt yourself. And as I've been saying through this whole thing, it's like, you have to love yourself. So I'm a badass because I love myself.
Period.
You have to love yourself. It's not about how I look. I'm confident with this and without the makeup, with this and track pants. And that makes me a badass because I can do both. Mm-hmm. But I get empowerment from doing both. And I think... Also, as you said, badass, not, you said money, but not, you know, having all this money and stuff, but I can support myself.
So, to not rely on a man, rely on your parents, have your own money type.
And you have to be able to be comfortable with that. I can stand here and confidently say, I'm come to terms with myself. Yeah. You know, I don't need anybody.
So is a baddie and a badass two different things? Or is it just the way that you term it when somebody's
I think swing? Like two different. The badass has a spice. Like, yeah. It's like I'm a badass.
Because you said boss. I see badass and boss kind of.
Yeah.
Baddie's more like, I'm a baddie. Like,
I'm a baddie. Yeah. Badass, I'm a badass. Like, don't play with me.
That's a good. I like that. That's a
yeah, I never really thought of baddie. But you put. You put relevance to the name.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're two different things. What do you guys think? Comment.
Comment again strong. So comment below the video. Let us know. So here's another question about on the intimacy side. Like, have you both had a threesome with a person because they thought you guys were, like, really into that kind of sexual promiscuousness about what some people think twins portray? Like, you're just down to do some kinky stuff. Like,
I just... Incest. No, I feel like it's just weird. Like, I could never. As
you should. I mean, it's normal, right? Nobody should assume that because you're sisters, you want to, like.
A lot of guys, I think they feel that way. Like, oh, that's like
I'd bang them both.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, on my TikTok, it's always, I want both.
Yeah.
You can't get both, honey. Pick one. The fuck?
No. Like, but there are some twins who do, like, have OnlyFans, or there are some twins that do, in like, sexual things together.
Yeah.
Not directly on each other, but like they'll do like explicit photos, they'll do suggestive things, like they'll do a lot of the suggestive stuff. Because then it becomes an incestual thing if it's more sex with each other.
Yeah. Right? That's
it's more incestual. So I know that a lot of twins play on that idea of sexuality and they do sexual things that makes them promiscuous and stuff. So have you guys ever had like a threesome where it was one guy wanted both of you and you guys were like, ah, fuck it, let's just, you know, have some fun or whatever.
Honestly,
never. Just know. Because we're so like we're very on edge. We're like
I've never had a threesome.
Yeah. I've never even had a threesome.
So I don't think we would start off with each other. So I don't know. I can never.
That will never happen.
Yeah, that will never. So all your fantasies, that will never happen. I'm sorry. You know, you could write.
But you can't stop a guy from trying, right? Yeah. They can think whatever they want as long as, you know, it motivates them to be a subscriber.
Yeah.
Support the brand.
Just think about it, but it will never really happen.
Yeah. A lot of people do disclaimers say that, though. They do say that, though.
It's a thing, right? There are some people who have that as like their fetish, or when they would see you, they'd be like excited and be like, oh man, both of them. Whoa. Yeah.
Wait, actually.
She's a good interviewer. Eh? She knows what these mans are thinking.
I do know Toronto mans. I do. However, I'm also talking on a large scale where you're going to have fans. You're new to the music industry, and I'm also, I would say, not fully retired, but I'm also a rapper as well. And I've done music and music videos and all the shebang.
Let's play her chat.
On the spot. My music is very explicit, so I do have taken the sexual route. I couldn't do very light music.
I like
music.
That, though. I want to hear it now.
But, like, good for fucking. Do you, like, do that shit?
I don't want to hear it.
I want to. I'm interested already.
That my titles are very raw, so it's like the filters on my stuff is, like, interesting. And speaking of twins, I will tell you one of my songs. I have a song called I wanna fuck two niggas at the same time. And that is a track.
Yes, sir.
But it's funny because we're talking about the twin aspect, right? So I did have that fantasy, and a lot of people do have fantasies when they talk about twins or whatever. But that song originated from two guys that weren't related. That looks
that
similar.
Both you want,
and I saw,
both.
But then I met twins after that. That I said, okay, I can do this with,
and
it didn't happen.
Down.
But at the same time, the idea is it's a thing for certain people. So I'm just giving you my female perspective on when I had that idea about two guys, and then I thought of when I actually met like two really attractive twins. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
right? But what was the reason it didn't happen with the twins?
Okay, let me. I won't call names, but I will say this: that one of them I did involve myself with, and the other one I could have, but it was awkward. I felt like
it could have happened, but it was your choice. Honestly.
Yes, I had an emotional attachment to one, and the other one could have been just like a fuck friend or whatever. But I just felt like it was like a betrayal. So the fantasy.
Alize and I got what
is
you.
Is this
need.
It? Is this it? Hey!
I got what you need.
Can we make a track together?
It's about to go down.
Listen, why are you trying to go down?
Oh my god.
Yo, you're hard.
You found that one? That one's call. I got what you
He's
want.
Quick with it.
I got I'm what quick you with need. Draw, I like yeah. that.
Yo, why you gonna hop on a chat?
I haven't recorded in like almost 2 years.
Your voice is nice. I like what you want.
Sexy.
I don't know. Is it a possible collab for the Deuces and Alize? I don't know.
Yo, we're about it. If you're about it, the fuck.
She's gonna bring that sexual.
I'll probably just bring the audio. I don't know about being in music video and all that anymore.
Girl, you look good as fuck. Fuck you.
Maybe I might. I don't know.
Guys, tell this girl.
Friday, am I in retirement or am I out?
Friday, you better answer.
Friday,
no.
Answer that right.
She's coming out of retirement.
Let's go, yo.
Yeah, let's go, yo. It's never too late.
Music
we're
video,
gonna do it, yo. We're planning it.
That's on the way. Let's go.
History, because I actually fuck with your voice. You have that look.
I got what you want.
It's stuck in my head right now.
I got what you want. Hey, the two twins.
Oh shit.
She want both.
Yo, we might.
But that song. That's not the song though. He can't. I don't even know if you can find that one. Fuck.
Yeah, find that one. Come on.
Is it on like Apple Music?
No. I used to have it streamable, but then like it does cost money, and that's what people don't understand about the music game. You have to put a lot of money in.
People be hating, and it's like, yo, you don't know how much money and effort has been put. You had to record the song, record
registration, like, and like, all of that. You have to think about TuneCore. TuneCore, like you have to register your music, especially if it's authentic, and you can't just get a beat and think you're gonna like monetize it.
Yeah, TuneCore, DistroKid, any one of those two.
So I was on TuneCore, and the thing is, like, you have to pay for your subscription. But if my music wasn't being bought like that, because everybody just wants to go on, you know, YouTube and just watch music videos, and not want to stream the music, so
yeah, that's what I think.
I'm not sure if it's on there actually. But it could be on, what's it called again? SoundCloud?
She's depriving you guys.
Come on, I want
to
get out.
No, people are used to my shit. Don't get it twisted.
I want to hear it.
I was out there for a hot minute, and then, you know, I take a little backseat.
Can you tell me the reason why you...
We'll come back to it. She's interviewing y'all.
So. I'm so interested in her.
Friday, it's on my SoundCloud, though. If it's inspiring, hey, I don't mind.
I love your voice, for real. No cap. Your voice is... It's stuck in my head right now. I go with what you want.
I like it. What? Yes. Like,
don't forget the explicit part. Fuck my type and make this pussy.
I love it.
Sorry, I just gotta drop it. But yeah, like
fuck it tight.
Fuck my type pussy and make this pussy pop.
Oh, make it pop. She make it what?
Pop. DJ Friday in the building.
All right.
Let's not get caught up in me, guys.
Move on.
So, but that's the thing. That's where the reference came in. Though I did have a song called Fuck Two Niggas at the Same Time, and it was about, you know, that experience. But I did find when it really came down to it, because I already had an emotional attachment towards one, it made it all the more awkward, even though I was so tempted by the other one. And that one was so cunning and was always trying to like fuck with my head, like trying to make it like a telepathy thing. And then it's like when that, because I was around that one for like a certain amount of time, and they were trying to fuck with me mentally and then acting like they were inhabiting that person's like
did they both know
that like I was capable of doing it with both of them, but one they knew that I was talking to the one
but the other one
didn't really want me to engage, like
it's just in reality it's too much
the fantasy's different.
Yeah, the fantasies, you're so good at putting like
the fantasies different than the reality of it.
It's different.
And that's again, people watch porn, right? They see all these things go down and they don't understand. It's scripted. I mean, the script is created for this visualization of what you want to see.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to a real girl or real twins, they're not going to be like, hey.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
And because yeah, Mads will DM her and then DM me. And then we don't reply, so they'll DM the next one.
That's actually about the DM.
Like,
that's
do not think we talk.
We got the same
DM. One time, she's talking. She's like, oh, this guy's snatching me. I'm like, oh, what's the name? She said the name. I'm like, oh.
He's on YouTube.
That way, I know that one.
He's just trying to double his odds at the same time. So you can't wrong him. Because, I mean, sometimes he's thinking, like, if one doesn't answer, one will.
It's so freaking, really though. Every single one.
Okay, guys, so we are going to take a short little break. And we're going to have some really games coming after the break. We're going to play Who is the Biggest Slut? Doing the sound effect.
Oh my God, the thing feels so different without
Yes, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's out.
Back to business.
All right, guys, we are back on Zaylink. Just had a little intermission, and ladies are freshened up. They feel good. They want to answer some juicy questions and tell you a little bit more about their intimacy side.
Ask us.
And we're going to jump into that.
So, okay, let's get it.
Let me see, where should I start? Start as you know, I love playing the card game where you roll the dice and then you just have to, you know, read the question out loud and answer it.
Okay. No. Where'd you get this little game?
I don't kiss and tell too much.
Oh, she don't be telling me nothing. I want to know everything.
I just want to leave that little suspense out there to draw you in and then, you know, drop the links on you.
Yo, I feel like
she's smart. You gotta
get these man's hooked. Like, she's got that, like.
Yeah, you got that. You want them coming back.
Okay, so you
here,
roll
you
this.
Because this is about to get real. Are you ready? Because.
Who's going
That's
first?
A lot of cards.
I guess I'll go first.
Yeah.
Go, baby.
Eight.
So pick a card.
Lucky number eight.
And then she's going to roll the dice. And then read out question eight.
To myself? No, the dice.
Oh. Well, to our listeners.
Have you had sex with someone twice as old as you? Twice as old? No. That's disgusting to me. Like, I couldn't fuck someone that's 40, I guess.
Yeah,
that's a little
too much.
Unless he's fucking sexy as fuck, like. And I'm a child. Like, age is nothing but a number in all reality. Like, if I want you, I want you. But
I love the openness with the question. Yeah, you didn't just leave it just close ended. Yeah, just
but on but no
yes or no questions. But yeah, a lot.
You're trying to catch a case. I think not.
You heard it.
Now next.
Okay.
I love this. I'm having so much fun.
Sick.
Hold on. Did you just blow on the fucking dice? What the fuck is going on?
What's playing out here?
Yo, casinos, when they open, I'm going.
Oh, man.
I got
she
six.
Has a special.
Are you getting 8-2?
I got 8-2, but I got rolled.
Okay, well,
let's do 8, because we're like twins. Twins.
That's crazy.
You guys roll the same twice?
You have to keep that.
This is, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Have you given your lover a high five after sex? I gave him a little to the back of the head.
Was it good? Or was it, like,
what was that? 2 seconds?
Oh, no.
What was
so
that?
he didn't get no high five. He got like a...
He got a death on. Like, what was that?
Oh, you who is it? Great. Holy fuck.
Death us.
Shorty said he got a death us.
He did. I'm actually not lying. Like, that did happen. Like, come on. 32 seconds. Like,
have you solicited nude photos over the internet?
Have you sold nude photos?
No, solicited. Oh, I thought you were like, wait. Like, it means like on Instagram?
Not only Instagram. Anywhere.
Like, have you sent them to somebody?
Yeah, like, I love her face. She's like, have you?
Have you? I'm not like, a lot about
sent-
you today.
Yeah. Like, send them to somebody. Like, hey, bro. Like, hey, boom, hold that.
Well, obviously to like my man.
But soliciting meaning that there has to be a financial component.
Oh, no comments.
And that's an answer we accept. Moving on.
I feel like you haven't done that. Like,
no comment.
Interviews like this force you to get to know each other better, which is also fun.
I feel like you guys are my family, to be honest. I love you guys, all of you.
I know, I feel comfortable right now. I'm like, let's see what we get. Oh, after all.
This is like literally the best day ever. Like,
I know.
Aww,
I got 8 again.
8 again? This is rigged.
This is literally rigged. That's funny.
8? 6.
Okay.
I don't like that number.
Eyes open wide.
Oh my gosh. Have you spanked someone's ass during sex?
Yeah, bitch, what is
hold on. You hit him in the back of the head, so spanking meaning like, I don't know, if he enjoyed it.
Don't worry, I'm getting all these questions.
Don't worry, I'll timestamp that part.
I didn't
I think you should just gladly say no.
No, I actually haven't. I'm not
leaving. Okay, your turn.
7. Let's see.
That bitch is golden. Heck.
Have you inserted what the fuck kind of question is it? Have you inserted a sausage into what the an orifice other than a mold?
What the fuck is that even mean?
Read it again. Have you inserted a sausage?
Yes. Wait, where'd the card go?
In like a body opening? I see
it. A Yo. Sausage. Was it grilled on the bottom?
Have you inserted a sausage?
Yo, you have. What the fuck is that?
Into another part of your body other than your mouth. So it could be anal, it could be vaginal, like, I don't know.
Is it talking about a sausage or a dick?
Those cards are crazy today. Holy.
Yo, what is that on?
Hey, this is the best way for somebody to get broken into sex. I mean, shoot, why not?
Wait.
I'm a sexpert, right?
Let's keep rolling.
It's talking about a sausage, like a sausage or a dick.
Sausage.
No. Oscar Mayer. No, what the fuck does that even mean?
Craft, I don't know.
I don't know what we're talking about right now. I don't know what we're talking about right now.
Yes or no?
No.
No.
Put a sound effect on for that answer. Just
getting told now. What's the next?
Okay. Are you gonna roll? I want you to roll with say that.
What? Five. Say what? Why do you do that every time?
Because these are so good. Like, I honestly would read the whole deck just to, like, see.
Okay, see.
Have you licked someone else's armpit?
Some people are into some extreme fetishes, so it's a simple question.
Yeah. People like that?
Some people.
What am I saying? People like thing, the most random things.
It's a real
ever.
Thing. Your aroma, it actually. Yeah. It's a real thing.
Armpit some people are real smellers out here. They love to smell body odor all over your body.
I mean, nah, B.
We don't hate. If you do that, then do that.
Two.
Deuces.
This is going to be a good question. Just
I hope so.
Have you watched porn in order to learn new sex techniques? Honestly, I come up with my own shit. I don't need no porn to tell me nothing.
Period.
A little influence helps just in case.
Okay.
Well, you've answered the question.
So I answered the question. Here you go.
Okay, I'm not doing this before because you'd be crazy, guys.
Yo, where did you get this? I know you got that from the adult store.
I know. Give them the sources on camera.
Six. Let's see.
Six, six, six.
Yo, I don't know what that means. Yo, I don't know what that means. Have you engaged in vlogging?
Vlogging like spanking.
Why are you getting spanked once?
Yo, why do I
like a beaver paddle?
No. I actually never done that before.
Wait, what is the question?
I used to get that. It's called botte. When you, Italian parents, you get hit with a belt.
Yeah, you get hit with a belt on your bare ass.
I used to take her. So I used to take her. I'd be like, Dad, I did it. Take it for her.
So you take her whooping?
Yeah, I would Bullshit. Take hers.
I took hers.
Nah,
she's lying.
Baby. She doesn't remember. Baby girl?
Okay. This game is getting real crazy.
Memory lane.
Have you used a strap-on during sex? No. The fuck I'm gonna need a fucking strap-on for? Next.
A few more, guys.
Five.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see if I know.
Stop. Just read it as you go. Like, you make the people wait. Just say it.
Have you had I'm away just because you said that. Have you ever had sex with two or more people in the shower? With two or more or no?
With two?
With two or more or no?
This girl, five more? Five.
I love the specificity. She said, two or more? No.
Nah.
But anything else, I ain't saying.
I ain't saying it.
And these are not rigged for those who are listening and not watching.
Have you slept with a best friend sibling? No, because I'm a loyal ass bitch. I don't make shit weird. Let's go quick round. Have you sniffed someone's underwear while masturbating? What the actual fuck?
Next. Two more.
Have you sex with someone in a hospital bed?
No.
That's a movie scene.
COVID wasn't out when this was created, so. Yeah. You can't be in a hospital scene.
Have you had a pregnancy scare?
Dun, dun, dun.
Every girl has.
Better bring some plan B to the table.
Okay, we're done with this game. Let's have a question for you. Have you licked someone's face during foreplay?
No. Actually, maybe by accident. I'm like drunk as fuck.
I think we're good with the card now.
Yeah,
this game gets too much, eh?
Yo, I just learned a lot about my sister tonight.
Ask you one. Just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you shared a man with another woman sexually?
I have this thing where I pause and think because I want to make sure. I had a threesome situation a long time ago with this guy and this girl, but it was awkward.
It was like a threesome?
Yeah, I wasn't really into it like that. It was more like
Yo, can you tell us? Because we've never had a threesome, so like, how is that? Like, tell us everything.
Story time.
Story time right now.
Story time with Zay.
Never heard
of that. It depends. Like, honestly, like, that situation was a little bit interesting because it was a girl, a friend of mine and her boyfriend. And they're into all that kinky stuff.
And they asked you to be the girl.
Yeah, because the girl was bi. So she kind of was interested in, like, she was okay with it.
Yeah, we're like,
she was okay with it. I wish I could understand
how can
that.
Like, girls do that?
She was very down, right?
Sorry,
right?
I want to get to that point where I feel like I'm just way too territorial. Like,
And that's a good space.
Props to her for being able to, like, do that.
It's good to be territorial. It's just at that moment, like, I wasn't really in a committed situation. And I found it awkward. So I just, like, jerked him a bit, and I was kind of being demonstrational, so I wasn't like into it. I didn't sleep with him, like I didn't have sex. It was more like I was just like, you know, stroking him, getting him ready for her, and just kind of narrating.
Wait, if I saw a girl do that to my man, I'd be like, yo.
It was an interesting situation. I wasn't into it like that because I wasn't feeling her like on that level. So I thought it was an interesting situation.
But you must have felt so like empowered. Like, this is your man and like I'm doing this here. Like,
and he was happy because it was just like, yo, he has these two girls around
him. Yeah, what the lucky ass man.
Sorry, just to interject for a second. So he wasn't trying to give no instructions?
No, it was more like I wasn't really into it. So therefore I was just being basic and I was just instructing her on what to do. And I actually have a song called Tongue Ring Tricks and I kind of narrate that scenario throughout the song.
Oh,
she's
planning.
The end part of that track is kind of describing.
What,
you know,
could you see that she would like was mad after?
No, she was into it. She was like down like that, and she was very free spirited. So she like probably had other people that she was like doing stuff with. But yeah, it was interesting.
That's
situation.
A good story to see, like in your life, like that shit happened.
So that's
know,
what I do story
that.
Time with, you know, Alize sometimes.
Yo,
those are my
girl,
sex stories
I
type
like,
of inspiration.
I feel like you have so many stories that, like,
I don't want to hear
I want to know them all.
Well, that's the thing. Like, also, like, I'm a sexpert for this reason, not just because I like to have sex a lot, but also a lot of the experience and the education.
How many times a day can you have sex?
As long as the guy can keep up.
You heard that.
So if he can go round and round and round and round, you're going to go round and round and round?
I can. If I start feeling sore, then it's a little bit like tedious. But at the same time, it's meant to be enjoyable. Sometimes the more you go doesn't always mean the more pleasuring it is. So
I feel like sometimes like guys just like they don't always.
It's okay. Say
they just don't always know like.
They don't know how to hit it.
What to do. You feel me? Like,
and it's facts. And then that's when you have to become, you know, a little bit more aggressive with your sexuality and kind of tell the guy how you like it. So he should learn to adapt.
They don't listen. They only care about their...
But again, you did say that you don't really rely on porn for certain things, but that's where some people get their education. So porn is also good to explore and also have people learn because sometimes you need a visual aid to stimulate you on how you should be acting or how you should be performing.
But you know what you should do? You should literally do like a YouTube channel of telling.
I did. And I can't do it on YouTube. I have to do it on OnlyFans.
Oh, guys, can you go subscribe to this girl? Put this, make sure this is in
she
the video.
Everything.
Make sure it's in the video. Telling everyone, this girl does it all.
Oh
like,
my
she didn't give you an us, but I feel like I'm learning so much from this girl. Like, you need to go subscribe to all this girl shit. Like, she'll put you on.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate the support, and we have as much support for you, beautiful ladies, the deuces, and we hope to have like more stuff coming from you.
Please,
yes. What's your advice to us? Because you know, like we're trying to do things. You know,
definitely be open-minded, but just understand that you might need management just because you guys are young and new coming in the game.
Definitely.
And everybody's going to try to get in your head and in your panties. That's just
Also, to, let me throw something in there. When it comes to management, make sure you have a manager that has connection. Just not some guy who's like, yo, I'm trying to get into this shit.
Toronto mans.
Yo, let me be your manager. Like, who do you know? You know, like, who do you talk to?
That literally happened to us.
Go to your family. Figure out the connections you can get.
The thing is, my father, I'm like, Dad, like, this person wants to sign us. And he's like, I don't know. Is that what you're supposed to do? We don't have really those connections to say this is the next step. And, like,
if don't sign yet. I'll tell you that. Don't sign yet.
And you don't need to sign.
You don't
sign
even
as well.
Have to go nowhere. I'll tell you that right now.
You don't even need to sign. It's just because you guys are twins. You guys have an image and look, depending on who might be interested in that. But you don't have to sign. You could be a free agent and still make a lot of money. I believe Chance the Rapper's done that successfully. And there are a few other rappers and people in the industry that have maneuvered around without having to be
lost. And you hear these stories, like with Kesha, like you sign your rights away. And it's like, you can't get those back.
And then they're like, oh, you can't produce this song when you want to. Like, you can't do this.
Megan Thee Stallion had same issues with her management as well. So there's so much to talk about, guys. And if you want to learn more or hear more, follow the Deuces. Their handles are on the screen.
And follow us. You know, we're gonna do good things for the world. You feel me?
And I will also try to be a mentor if I can to you guys and give you guys some pointers.
Yes, you already have. This girl, I feel like I actually like learned a lot from this. You know, I had a really good time here today. This girl, you need to keep watching her videos because she can teach you a lot.
Only number 14, and she's an expert.
You're on number.
Shout out to We Love Hip Hop Network.
We're early in this bitch. You feel me?
Yeah, so like, these are the Deuces, and you're gonna see more of them. Yeah. And again, it's another episode.
You're gonna see more of us, you think?
I will. I think everybody will on the social realm. Because I think you guys have.
Right here.
We might bring you back. We'll see.
We'll see.
Keep doing what you're doing, and you'll definitely be back.
This is our first interview. Hopefully, it went well. We're gonna watch and be like,
there'll be plenty more for you guys to come, and I'm happy that you guys have christened Zaylink with your presence.
Thank you for having us. This was so lit.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
We out.
Are we really out? I don't even want to. 5 minutes. Ask us anything you want. Godfather with a gun. Trying to give away a wreath. Bricks ball, trying to turn them into.